Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We all have those dates that just stand out stronger than others. Some of them are positive, like huge milestones, like your kids' birthdays or anniversaries. And some of those are those milestone moments that happen in your life. And you're like, I knew that one day I would lose my parents or I'd lose a grandma or a grandpa. I knew those days were happening. And no matter how long and how much time has passed, when those dates roll around, it just becomes a rush of emotions and a rush of feelings. And today is one of those days for Hannah. Mm-hmm. It's the anniversary of her grandma who passed away 8 years ago. And grief is interesting because even 8 years after the passing, I've heard it being described as like an ocean because it just happens in waves. Like sometimes it can be calm and you feel like I got my grief under control, I'm good. And then sometimes it just comes rushing back out of nowhere and it hits you, and it hits you so hard. And it never goes away. Kevin, you've lost your parents. It never goes away.
It never goes away. And it's weird because, you know, I remember the days, and you just kind of sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't.
It could be the littlest things,
it's weird.
Right? And so today is one of those big days where it was the anniversary of the passing of your grandma. And Hannah, your grandma was like a mother figure to you. She was like Mama Bear for
huge,
important role model and anchor to the family. And so you prepared some words that you wanted to share with everyone. But before you do that, Kevin, AB, and myself have something we want to share with you before you read what you had prepared for everybody.
Oh, God.
And all of us have...
Oh, dimes!
We all brought in a dime for you to hold while you read your letter so you can have a little piece of your grandma. So if you don't know,
thank you.
Hannah's grandma would always say, I'll be dropping dimes down from heaven when I go. And so all these big moments in Hannah's life happens. And we've been with Hannah a couple of times when we're on like a work trip and it's been like an intense meeting. All of a sudden a dime will just be sitting there. No one uses cash.
Yeah, we've seen it multiple times.
Yeah, we've been part of it.
It's the craziest thing.
So dimes are a really big part of the story. And so all of us brought in a dime for you to hold because we knew this letter was going to be so meaningful to you. So we all did that for you.
Damn, I didn't want to cry before I started. That was very sweet. Thank you. So before I even start, I want to say that this is something like extremely hard for me to try to express. Like I talk to you guys all the time, but this topic in particular is really hard for me to put into words just because my feelings are so strong. But I really want to talk to you guys about this. So something I really struggled to understand is why I seem to remember one of the worst days of my life so vividly. It's just crazy to me that I can replay so clear in my mind that October morning 8 years ago today. I was pulled out of class with no explanation. I was told to grab my dance bag and I didn't know why. I didn't know, honestly, if I was getting kicked out of school, if I got kicked out of dance, if I was in trouble or not. I just knew something horrible had happened. I drove home in silence, praying that whatever happened was something that I could change or fix. I always have this feeling inside of me that if something is wrong with my family or wrong with my friends or wrong with anybody in my life, that I could fix it. But as I pulled up to my mom's house, this sounds so crazy, but her front door was opened in a way that it never really was. And I knew by the way her front door was open that something horrible had happened and that I couldn't fix it. And I was right. I couldn't fix it. My grandma was gone, and she was gone before any of us could say goodbye. She had stage 4 lung cancer that sprung up just out of the blue, and it took her way too fast. It honestly took her so fast that I never had time to process her diagnosis. I actually was the last one to find out about her diagnosis. My family never wanted to tell me because I knew I could never handle it, and they were right. I never could handle it. I still cannot handle it. It now has been 8 years of feeling that initial shock, sadness, confusion, and scaredness. I wish I could come on here and say that I'm filled of just good, heartwarm memories, but I'm not. I'm still just as scared.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shocked and sad as I was in 2017. But one thing I guess I could say I'm really proud of, especially this year, is that I think I'm finally in the stage of my grief that I'm letting go of the frustration that I used to have about people not understanding. I used to get so annoyed and so angry of people not knowing her. I would explain and share stories and just try to have people understand who she was, and I would get really mad at them and myself that they couldn't fully grasp it. I wanted people to understand that when I was talking about my grandma, or I said I lost my grandma, that she wasn't just like a normal grandma. She wasn't just someone who I saw on the holidays. She was someone who had like the final say on my homecoming dress. She was really important to me. But now, after 8 years of feeling grief, I've gotten to a place where I do believe that people understand and that they know her. They do know the impact she had on me. They can tell by the way my eyes light up when someone hands me a dime, just like how you guys just did. Or when someone shares a story about literally anything, I have to pipe in and mention my grandma somehow, because she just has that strong of a correlation to everything for me. They know. And my grandma, she was viciously loyal. Loyal to her family. She would defend us to the ends of the earth. Probably too much. Like, I never could really go to her and say anything bad about anybody in my family, because she would somehow find a way to defend them, and then I'd be like, crap, I'm really not mad. She was loyal to her friends, as she had the same ones forever. She was loyal to love. My grandma believed in true love no matter what she faced. She had been cheated on. She had lost people. She lost the love of her life tragically, but she still was a lover at heart. She always believed in something bigger than her. Not to mention she was downright, I mean, hilarious. She was one of those people who was naturally funny. She loved to make other people laugh, which would make her laugh. I don't know if you guys know anybody like that, but she was one of those people. And I also have a lot of comfort in people can know my grandma by the way that I am. The way I love my family is a trait I learned from her. The way I can cry when I laugh really hard, that's from her. The way I'm like crazy about photos and capturing memories, that's from her. So through that, she is living on. And that's what I really hope to continue on with years 9, 10, and 11 without her physically here on Earth. I hope to keep carrying on her traits and qualities. If I could literally be just a sliver of the person that she was, I would be a really good person. So I have no doubt in my mind that my grandma listens to this show every single day in heaven, listening through her iPad. She loves Megamind questions. And I can totally see her writing down all the questions in a notebook to tell her friends about them later, like it was like breaking news. I know that she loves my strong opinions and willingness to be myself. She would be really proud of the confidence I have gained to even do a job like this, because my grandma used to always help me with my confidence. So the fact that I'm doing it on my own now, gosh, I know she'd be so happy. So once again, I know that I can never truly put into words all these extremely strong feelings and emotions I have on my grief journey. But I do want to always share and remember the person who forever impacted me, and that was my grandma Mary.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
I think a lot of people can relate to having that grandma like be like that mama figure, mm-hmm. right? And like, and losing them is really struggling. But one of the things I think we all struggle with when you have those people that meant so much to you is like how do you guys need to know the best person in the world? You need to. Mm-hmm. And how they get to know the best person in the world is through you. Like, you have mm-hmm. so much of your grandma in you. My wife has to constantly remind me of that. About my own mom. My mom, when we lost her, I was like, she never got to meet my kids. And it's right. all I ever wanted to do is, it's all she ever cared about is being a family. I'm like, well, my mom never got to meet my kids. And she's, and my wife has to remind me, like, no, she gets to meet your mom every single day because you're the dad that she wanted you to be, because mm-hmm. that's who you are. And so everyone gets to meet your grandma because you are who you are. Yeah. So they're, yeah. everyone who meets you is kind of meeting your grandma.
I know.
Which is kind of crazy.
Gives me so much comfort.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing, Hannah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.